Hey, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and there's so much going on within the next hour. First of all, can you please speak? Live the Web Girl, please say hi to everybody.
Hello, I am alive and I am well.
Okay, good. So we know this is real. Yes, Live the Web Girl is okay. Yesterday we were all freaking out, but we are going to have a full update in about 45 minutes. Liv's going to spill the beans because she hasn't told us anything yet. We'll find out where the heck she was and what happened coming up on the Joe and Alex Show. In about an hour from now, we're going to be getting you qualified for a flyaway to go to the Grammys in LA. It's going to be an awesome show. And just for getting qualified for that, we are going to get you hooked up with digital downloads of artists that are nominated for this year's Grammys. Okay, I think I got my breath. Let's get into it. Joe's Need to Know News. All right, let's start out here in Houston. Three police officers remain in the hospital Tuesday night after being injured in Monday's shootout at a Southeast Houston home. A 33-year-old officer who was shot in the shoulder was discharged Monday, and a 50-year-old police veteran who was shot in the face was discharged Tuesday afternoon. The undercover narcotics officers were attempting to serve a search warrant just before 5 p.m. on Monday. Now, here's a little breakdown of what happened of the actual thing. Listen to this, because this part of this is crazy. The first officer in the home got hit, and then bullets started flying. The 54-year-old officer leading the operation stormed in and got hit too. Alex, this was his third time being shot during his 32 years on the job.
Oh my God.
That is insane. The men and women that serve in the blue, I'll tell you what, God bless you and your families. Now, all five of the injured narcotics officers were taken to Memorial Hermann Hospital, Texas Medical Center. At least two of them were transported by Life Flight Medical Helicopter. Four officers suffered gunshot wounds and another suffered a knee injury. Houston police have confirmed that the two suspects that were actually a couple died at the crime scene. So hopefully we keep on getting more good news about these officers recovering and being released. Our thoughts and our prayers with everybody involved with that one. And yeah. Once again, thank you so much for all that you do for the community. Okay. It is cold, very cold. The polar vortex is bringing the coldest temperatures in two decades to the Midwest. 75% of the country is affected by this. The temperature in Indianapolis, Indiana, currently at -1 degrees. Not wind chill. That's what the temperature is, -1.
It's awful.
Daytime highs will likely not rise above zero in a large portion of the Midwest and may not rise out of the single digits in the Ohio Valley. The frigid temperatures will move east tomorrow with lows in single digits from Baltimore to Boston. So, yay, cold weather. It is nasty out there, so please be careful. Alex, hold on, I have to get serious for a second here. If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. You gotta listen along if you like chicken nuggets. Tyson Foods has recalled approximately 36,000 pounds of chicken nugs. Yeah, you better listen up because the product may contain rubber.
Ew.
Yeah,
oh
chicken's
God.
Already rubbery, so how would you know, right? The affected products are panko chicken nuggets, which I don't think you would normally eat. They were produced on November 26, 2018. They're sold in 5-pound packages labeled Tyson White Meat Panko Chicken Nuggets.
What's pango?
No, panko.
P-A-N-K-O.
I don't know.
Isn't that like a seasoning?
Can somebody Google it? I don't know. Panko?
Pretty sure it's a seasoning.
That's a type of breadcrumb.
Yeah, they are. They have the best views by date of November 26, 2019. So if you got your nugs, I would check them maybe before your big Super Bowl party going down. Speaking of chicken, this sounds amazing. Anybody excited about what KFC's doing? They just started testing a new item called the Cheetos Sandwich, and this thing is insane.
Ew.
Fried chicken sandwich that uses full Cheetos as its topping.
No.
And it's got a special creamy cheese sauce made out of Cheetos.
Ew.
They're testing a handful of stores in Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia. Oh my God.
That sounds awful.
How do I get this in my mouth? That sounds so good.
Sounds good to you?
You guys don't like Cheetos?
No.
I do like Cheetos, but like as a breadcrumb, absolutely not. Like I've heard of people doing Cheez-Its as breadcrumbs that I can get behind, but Cheetos, that's too far.
Actually, no. I like that better. I would like Cheetos as breadcrumbs. That sounds like a great idea.
And they're whole Cheetos. I mean, I guess like you could say they're breadcrumby, but it's like they're taking the Cheetos and putting on like maybe you put a French fry in a burger, like a fry burger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, incredible.
I think that sounds great. I'm
not interested either. That sounds like someone was token up for 420.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Submitted this idea.
I mean, all these ideas are done when they're high. I'm not disagreeing with you there, but still wonderful. And a final story today here. Live the Web Girl, listen up. This is a way you could be making some money because other people are profiting. The Bronx Zoo in New York and a zoo in London are both offering a special Valentine's Day gift for someone. For a few bucks, you can name one of their cockroaches after your ex.
Aww.
This is so wonderful. Yeah, you can print out a certificate to make it official, too. It'll cost you $15 in New York and in and it's a lot cheaper in London. It's only $2. But if you don't know, Liv the Web Girl has cockroaches in her apartment. Why don't you do this? Make some side money.
There you go.
I could actually do that, maybe, except I haven't had a cockroach in almost a year. Also, I would never do that because my exes are not even worth the money.
Dude, mine is.
Now, who's your ex? Like, what would you name a cockroach?
I'm not going to say that, but
I know.
He deserves it.
Oh, what is it, Liv? What's the name?
I'm not going to say.
He deserves it.
All right. That is Joe's.
If you know, you know.
That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.